Hello, folks. This is Harry Schrodinger.
And I'm Marissa Freuden.
And we're coming to you live from the 34th International Sexual Olympics here in sunny Tokyo, Japan. It's been quite the competition so far this year, with competitors around the world looking to score a medal while representing their countries.
So far, the top five medal-winning countries are as follows. The Netherlands has 17 medals. Indonesia, in a surprise showing, has 19. The United States is in third with 26, and in second we have Australia with 27, and of course, leading the pack is the United Kingdom with a whopping 33.
I'm actually surprised that Japan isn't in the top five.
Well, Harry, while Tokyo is certainly one of the most kinky cities in the world, I think that its people tend to be far too conservative to fully embrace the Sex Olympics.
Despite being the home country, they've won 10 medals so far.
Yes, but in most Olympic years, the host country presents a far better showing than Japan has this year.
That may be true, but they did sweep the podium in yesterday's Life Imitates Art team competition.
Yes, their efforts wowed the judges. Ayoko Mitsuo was entirely believable as a dominatrix schoolteacher, and the teenage boys they chose were wonderful at how terrified they looked. But I especially enjoyed the tentacle beast presentation. Osawa Miyuki was amazing, and the tentacles looked so real. I was a little jealous, frankly.
The level of professionalism in that competition really has come a long way since you and I were down there competing.
It sure has! And speaking of competition, that brings us to this event. The female cunnilingus freestyle is about to begin.
This is easily one of my favorite events in the Olympics. I love good cunnilingus.
Well, in this competition, there's going to be a lot of it. The first competitor is Marvi Oskalevich from Russia. She is a six-time world champion.
At the age of 44, she has a lot of experience over the other competitors in this competition. She will likely be the one to beat.
There was some speculation that she suffered a tongue laceration due to out-of-competition activities with her husband. If it's true, she may not be in her top form.
She's also the two-time blowjob world champion. What I would give to feel those lips.
In the early days of the Sex Olympics, you could have, but things have changed over the years. For listeners who may not be aware, the cunnilingus event is a judged event. Competitors display their cunnilingus skills on an anatomically correct human model. This year, in celebration of the Olympics being in Japan, a new, completely revolutionary robotic model has been used. It reacts to physical stimulation and also gives computer feedback that the judges can read. But it also makes the competition uniform, so every competitor is judged against the same criteria. A panel of seven judges rate the competitors based on five criteria: use of tongue, use of lips, teasing, style, and orgasm quality. External tongue enhancements have been banned from the competition. That includes the use of tongue studs, rings, implants, and tongue splicing.
Tongue splicing used to be a gray area, but after the splice scandal of 04, competitors are required to be natural. And it appears that the doctors have finished examining Ms. Oskalevich, and she is ready to begin.
I'm really looking forward to seeing her performance. There has been rumors that she's developed a new technique.
And she has taken position on the bed. She is using a standard cat position.
That's a very old technique, but she does it with such flair. Look at how her rear is up in the air and her back is arched downward with her head raised. That's an almost perfect technique. It may not be one of the more difficult beginning stances, but she does it so well.
And she's moving forward, continuing out of the cat position into a prowl. Her level of control is exquisite.
Most cunnilingus competitors are also dancers. The fine motor control does wonders for presenting themselves in the competition. Sexual Olympics cunnilingus is less about sex and more about being sexy, and Miss Oskalevich has that down to a science.
She has now begun the act of teasing. Look at how she's breathing on the legs of the model and brushing her cheek on its skin. She is really going for that cat motif.
And so beautifully, too. I once spoke to a legendary cunnilingist, Francia Alamone of France, about Oskalevich. She stated in all her years as a competitor, she never received cunnilingus from someone more skilled than Oskalevich. Her raw talent is just so striking. It makes me a bit wet to think about.
Well, I've got a stiffy, so I guess we're both a bit jealous. Oh, and she's moved in to begin the act proper. Look at that tongue technique. Teasing the labia majora before moving in to gently touch the labia minor.
She really has an understanding of how the human nervous system works. Did you know that many of the competitors here have degrees in human sexuality?
Marvi has a master's in comparative sexuality. Her husband, who is watching from the sidelines, is a sexual therapist and her coach.
And now she's moving from the teasing to early penetration. Listen to the sound she's making. If that was me, those mewing noises would be making me squirm all over the place.
It almost looks like you are.
Many people don't realize that cunnilingus is more than just using your tongue to get a woman off. It's a complex combination of vocalizations, lip and tongue movement, stimulation of the body and technique. The best cunnilingists spend years mastering their craft.
Oh, wow. This must be the new technique that was rumored. She's folded her tongue forward and is squeezing the model's clitoris. How is that even possible?
That's incredible tongue control. Wow!
It looks like the judges have noticed it too. Marissa, you really are squirming.
Sorry, Harry. Watching such skill makes me really jealous. God, to feel that tongue on my clit. She is really a master of her craft.
She's begun licking in earnest now, alternating use of tongue and lips. This is a fairly standard technique. Judges award points based on consistency and use of style. Look at her go.
I really shouldn't.
What? Why not?
I'm so turned on right now. I don't know if I can keep from doing something bad on the air.
Amazing. She's so good, she's going to make people she's not even touching reach orgasm. She's continuing the technique. The model's producing lubrication like a human would, so it must be getting pretty wet down there, and...
Oh no! Something's wrong!
You're right. What? Wait... I think she got a cramp. Yes, she's cramping up in her thigh. You can tell she's trying to work through it, but the pain must be intense.
It looks like she's trying to rush through the performance to get it over with. Oh, what a shame. That is going to lose her a lot of points. And, oh, there it goes. She brought the model to orgasm.
And she's trying to back off the bed now, but you can really see her pain. She's trying to stretch out her leg, and now her husband is coming over. What terrible luck.
Indeed. Well, it remains to be seen how the judges will rate her. She has exquisite technique. She should get a decent score, but with the level of competition, it may mean she's out of the running for a medal.
That really is a shame. And that new technique as well.
The judges may look favorably on that, but I doubt they will award enough points in the style category to make up for the poor finish.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. This is the Olympics, folks. Passion, pure athleticism, and drama. It's time for a commercial break. When we come back, the judge's score for Miss Oskalovich and the Fiona McIntyre of Ireland competes for a medal in the 34th International Sexual Olympics. Stay tuned.